The Trump administration recently announced another shift in its approach to immigration policy. Among other changes, it would create a system favoring highly skilled immigrants. One group that would be impacted in a negative way, the extended families of those who are already here. It's that aspect that threatens to hit many people in Hawaii. Our next guest works with this every day. He's an immigration attorney, John Egan, past chair of the Hawaii chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. John, thanks for coming in. Are you getting more calls these days? And if so, what are they asking you?
Well, we are getting a lot of calls. It seems like every week the administration comes up with some new idea of how they're going to make life difficult for immigrants. Now they want to change the system away from a family-based system into what they're calling a merit-based system, but in reality is an employment-based system. And because most immigrants to Hawaii are here because they have family members here, and many of the family members who are here have petitions right now pending for family members, this could be potentially devastating.
And those petitions that you mention go on for quite a number of years. What does that do to their cases?
Well, we don't really know what the exact results are because he's just throwing out some ideas and he hasn't actually put this on paper yet. So we don't know really what this means. If we can take him at his word, he's probably going to be eliminating a number of categories. For example, right now, if you are a U.S. citizen, you can petition for a brother or a sister. The sibling category is available. It's one of those, particularly from certain countries, the Philippines, big impact here, China, also a big impact here. But in addition, India and Mexico, those countries have long backlogs because there's a lot of people who want to come with relatives. In some of those cases, to get a brother or a sister here from the Philippines can take up to 24 years. So those people are now wondering, well, what's going to happen? The brother and sister category is on the chopping block in this proposal.
You know, in that idea, you talk about the Philippines. Thinking of immigration within Hawaii and the history and the late plantation era and,
that's
and
right.
the Philippines.
That's how many of those people got here because they came, their family members came here to work. And in those days, we had a slightly more sensible approach. If you came here and worked, your company could sponsor you, even as a field worker, to get a green card. You stayed long, 5 years, you can get a U.S. citizenship, and then you can start petitioning for your family. So the Filipino group was really the latest of the groups to come through the plantation process, and we're still seeing the effects of that migration process today. But some of those people are now very concerned that their petitions, even though they have already paid the government money to file these petitions, they're concerned that they will ever come to fruition.
Beyond the plantation days, you look at right now the demographics of Hawaii, and you look at a lot of people leaving the islands in terms of folks born here, going to the mainland perhaps for economic reasons. The population growth that you do see in Hawaii, a lot of that is based on immigration. Longer term, there's an economic threat there, isn't there?
Well, I think that, yes, one of the good things about this new Trump proposal that I like about it is he seems to have given up calling immigrants bad names. Mm. He doesn't mention that they're drug dealers and gangsters and all of that sort of nonsense, rapists, you name it. And he's recognized that they have a positive economic impact on the country. That's a good thing. I'm happy to see that he's changed his rhetoric on migration and has recognized that there are economic benefits to migration in itself. One of the things he mentions is that we need to have migrants coming in as our population ages, or those old folks like you and me who are hoping to get something out of Social Security one of these days. There's got to be young people in the workforce contributing, and that's where we're seeing this sort of growth.
And yet for Hawaii, I guess I think of it as more vulnerable to the loss of immigrants because we're losing population elsewhere as well.
Well, yes. Again, one other, giving the devil his due, one other really interesting thing that he is proposing here is that we should be a little bit more welcoming for international students. Mm-hmm. You know, we get a lot of international students here to the University of Hawaii, to Chaminade, to Hawaii Pacific University, BYU. Those students are coming here and they're learning important skills, sometimes skills that our own children are not that enthusiastic about studying, some of the engineering things. And giving those people an opportunity to stay will absolutely be good for our economy. There's no question about that. That's one of the positive things I see in the way he's framing this.
So when you look overall in terms of the changes that have taken place since the Trump administration came to office and the changes that have been discussed, what is most important to you or most worthy of keeping an eye on?
Well, I think this demonization of immigrants is something that really, that's why I'm so happy that he's changed his rhetoric a little bit. I hope it lasts more than a week because that's wrong. Immigrants have always been, across the country, you know, a source of revitalization in our communities. But absolutely here in Hawaii, our immigrant community really is what makes this a vibrant place that it is. And without that regular refreshing of the population that way, I really think that we're going to be poorer and that that's not where we really want to go. And I also think that one of the really troubling things in here is his dismissal of the idea that there's some legitimate basis for family-based immigration. I think families are really critical to this, and that's how so many people got here to Hawaii, because a family member got here, they had a job, some opportunity came up, and they were able to follow that. You know, the idea that family-based immigration is bad for Hawaii is just not really sensible in any kind of way I can understand.
I've seen the figure actually Unite Here Local 5 uses about 55,000 basically legal permanent residents in Hawaii these days, not all related in terms of family migration patterns, but certainly that is a bigger chunk of Hawaii's immigrant population than in other locations.
Well, yes, the census shows us that the population of Hawaii is about 18.5% foreign-born. That's larger than most any other state. There's only three or four states with a higher percentage. We're a small place, so the absolute numbers are not so big. But in terms of the influence on the way we live, on the sort of cultural aspects, in terms of that refreshing of the economy, it's absolutely important. We are probably, I think, fifth or sixth in the country in terms of the percentage of foreign-born nationals here in our population.
When you get calls these days, what's the topic of most of them?
Well, we have a lot of calls. It's a
sure.
little hectic. We have young people, for example, in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, wondering what do they do now? Do they renew? Is this program over? They don't know what to do. He didn't mention a word of that in this new proposal. That's a really important issue. We have over a million of these young people here in the country who didn't come for any choice that they made themselves. And those people are now really upset. They're unsettled. They don't know what's going to happen there. There's no certainty. That's wrong. Young people at that point in their life, they should be able to figure out what they're going to do next, get on with their career, get on with their education. Some of these people want to join the military. They're being held back. Just wrong. That's one of the calls we're getting a lot of. People just going, well, what do we do now?
Right.
Well, we don't know. It's all caught up in the courts. We're waiting for something to happen.
And we'll continue to watch in terms of developments. John yes. Egan, thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
John Egan, past chair of the Hawaii chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association and an immigration attorney based in Honolulu.